All right, I'll go ahead and get started. Can everyone hear me? Okay. What I want to do is kind of show you what we did in College Station. As we've mentioned, College Station has not done a whole lot in the area of water conservation. So in January of this year, we pitched water conservation to our city council, and they just ate it up, which was not what I was expecting. I was expecting kind of a hard sell, so we had really geared ourselves up for, you know, just a grilling and, you know, kind of a, not really a bloodbath, but, you know, not a positive experience, and they really just ate it up. I'll start off with just a little bit of background of what, you know, the water utility where I work does. We like to say we get you coming and going. We have the water production and the wastewater treatment side. So there's some opportunities for partnership with other city departments, and, you know, of course, opportunities for reuse there. In College Station, and, well, really in the entire community, it's entirely groundwater. It's, you know, Bryan, College Station, Texas A&M, the rural water supplies, we are all on groundwater. So that's really what's driving conservation in our area. Our wells are about 3,000 feet deep. It's pretty expensive to get new water sources. You know, it's difficult to get new sources out of there. So I show this slide in just about every presentation that I give so that I drive home the message that, you know, we can't just go get water from Lake Bryan, which is a utilities cooling lake. We can't just go get water from the Brazos River. This is what our resource is. This is what the other goal that we have with College Station is. We're really looking at reducing our peak water usage because that's what's driving a lot of our costs, is having to build to meet those peaks year after year. And what's driving that peak is the, you know, supplemental irrigation usage, the seasonal water usage. So you can see even in a wet year, we still, our peaking factor is about close to 2. So we're using, you know, easily double the amount of water in the summer that we use in the winter. And even in the wet years, we still have a pretty high peaking factor. This is, most of the slides that I have today are basically what we presented to our city council. So what we told them was, initially when I had, Carol mentioned that I've been working on this for a while and I've been trying to get College Station excited about water conservation for a while, but it never really went past our department director. It would get to, you know, higher levels, and they would say, nope, you're going to bring in less. If people conserve, you're going to bring in less revenue. We don't want to do that. We need to sell water. So, you know, although our groundwater district regulations have put some limitations on new water supplies, it's really kind of the best thing that ever happened to me for water conservation in College Station because, you know, that's driving water conservation. So the next slide shows, you know, we don't really have a shortage right now, but getting new water sources in the future is going to be difficult. Our city council did pick up on that magic number 3. You know, we have with our availability goals in our groundwater conservation district, and of course that's, you know, depending on who you talk to, you could get more or less out of that, but basically 3 new water wells, and one of our city council members said, you know, well, is that 3 new water wells for us, or that's really 3 new water wells for everybody? And we said, that's it. That's why conservation is important for us. This is a really hairy, scary graph. I'm sorry. But basically, this, I think, is what drove the message home for our city council. It was, you know, would you like to run out of water in 17 years, 27 years, or 37 years? And our city council said, gee, let's go with the 37 years. this was, you know, and that's assuming that we can get some new water sources. Right now our capacity is on the left-hand side of the graph. The numbers, that does say well 7, well 9, well 10. Long story, but one of our wells will be going to a different water supplier, so we'll drill another well and stay the same in terms of capacity. So that's assuming that we get new water sources, and we don't have those new water sources yet. you know, we've done a little bit as far as water conservation goes. We have a drought management plan, and that was required. And, you know, again, the real reason that we were able to get our city council to pass that several years ago was because we were able to hold up a state rule and say, they're making us do it. We have to do this. But drought management is like the crash diet before the 20-year high school reunion. I mean, it's you know, it's drastic measures. It's not meant to be a long-term thing. Water conservation is like the maintenance plan on Weight Watchers is how I describe it. We do have a water conservation plan that we passed last fall, but that, again, that was done as a requirement for a Bed and Banks water reuse permit. And so we did that. We kind of rushed it through. It's not, it's a plan. It's not, it meets the bare minimum requirements, but we need to really amp that up some. So we see that we're using about 160 gallons per person per day. We would like that to be, you know, we want to go down to the state recommended 140 GPCD. And what I pitched to our city council was, you know, let me show you these programs and we'll reduce our usage down by about 10 to 20 gallons per person per day. So I put these best management practices up here. We got all of these come from the Water Conservation Implementation Task Force. And I had a nice, you know, what I thought, not too aggressive schedule. You know, we'll do some by 2010, we'll do some by 2015. And our city council said, well, don't wait around 5 years. You need to get all these going right away. And I said, okay, I'll put that in the budget. And they said, we want to see this when budget comes around. So I was just floored. I was very pleased, but just floored that they said, you know, do it all. So I have my work cut out for me now. But, you know, as you see, we're doing some education. We're doing, you know, we have a plan in place to do reuse, but that's not going to get us the savings that we need. I have some good, bad, and ugly, well, mostly just ugly pictures of landscape irrigation. We really think in College Station that that will get at least our most visible reduction because we do just throw water on the landscapes in College Station. And I don't want anyone to have cause to be able to say about College Station what people in East Texas were saying about Dallas. You know, you heard the debate with the Neches River Wildlife Refuge and the Fastrell Reservoir. Well, people in East Texas were saying, why should we have to give up our land so that people in Dallas can water their lawns? Well, I don't want people in Robertson County and Burleson County to be able to say, why should we have to cut back so that College Station can waste water on their lawns? And that's kind of, you know, unfortunately, looking at some of the neighborhoods in College Station, that's what people can say right now. This is, you know, why are we doing this? We do not have so this is kind of the good news and the bad news. You know, the bad news is that we do have water waste in College Station. The good news is because we don't have any kind of an irrigation ordinance, it's a blank slate, so there's hopefully potential for a lot of savings. And this was at a bank, and I know the manager of the bank, and I've told him that I have his slide in there, but I don't identify the bank. You know, again, this was, and I don't know what it is with Whataburger, but this was the Whataburger on Rock Prairie. And it's just, every morning, they just flood the streets. So there's, you know, if we can get them to irrigate efficiently, I think we'll see some pretty quick savings. I looked at what our water production is versus our wastewater treatment, and you see that wastewater treatment stays fairly constant. It has reduced somewhat because we've done an inflow and infiltration reduction program, but you know we have savings of about 5 to 6 million gallons per day just through reuse and getting people to conserve more water indoors. So there's some good potential there. What we proposed to our city council was to fund a water reuse project. You know, amazingly, there's so many cities in Texas and across the country that are doing water reuse. We had not done that yet, primarily because up until about 3 or 4 years ago, it was just cheaper to just drill another well, you know, buy a one-acre parcel of land, drill a 4 million gallon per day well, and go on our merry way, and that was cheaper and you know, nobody wanted to listen to anything different. But now that we realize that we are mining the aquifer, we can't continue to do that. We can start to pitch other programs like water reuse and conservation and pricing. Water loss control, that, you know, again, the Texas Water Development Board's water loss audit, making us really go back and look at what our water loss is and put a dollar figure to it. You know, how much are we losing through inaccurate meters and through theft and things? Best thing that could have happened to us, because that helped us realize that we needed to do a meter replacement program, which we just started doing. Conservation water rates. I've been told that I can't call them inclining water rates, even though in this room we all know that that's what they are. They wanted me to call them conservation water rates, and I said, fine, whatever. If we need to call them banana split water rates, I'll do it, as long as it gets us to the end. We think that, you know, these savings may not be very significant for some of you in the room, but we hope to save about 750,000 gallons per day when our Veterans Park is fully built out, and this is just from one customer. Right now they are our biggest irrigation user, and it's but the entire site is it's ball fields pretty much, so we expect to have significant savings. Interestingly, the next largest user of irrigation water is Post Oak Mall, but when you look at them on an aerial photo, there's a whole lot of parking lot and not a whole lot of green, so they have some work to do as far as water conservation in their irrigation system. But our city council was supportive and, you know, said that they would fund the capital improvement for this project, so hopefully by 2010 that'll be a reality. Again, they were also supportive of conservation water rates. We, in College Station, our water rate is $2.22 per 1,000 gallons. We've had two rate increases in the past 5 years, but before that, we hadn't had any in about 15 years. So we, you know, water rates is an area where there's a lot of potential for us to do some work. The way that we sold it was to keep the commercial rate structure the same, because we didn't want, our business community can be fairly vocal, and there's some small business owners on the city council, so we told them your domestic water rate will stay the same, but your irrigation rate will change. We showed our city council, it's hard to see on this slide, I apologize, but basically we showed them there's a lot of cities in Texas that are doing this. So, you know, they were concerned about people coming to the city council chambers with torches and pitchforks and, you know, running them out of town. And we wanted to show them that, you know, look, even Welburn and Wixon Sud are the tiny little rural water supplies around us. Even they are doing that. So they, in response to this, our city council said, well, gee, that's kind of a no-brainer. And I went, here you go. Let's see. Okay, I've just got the same slide twice. Water loss control, again, we pitched this to them by saying, you know, it is a state requirement. We're already doing this. This is opportunity for us to get a more efficient utility so that, you know, when this will also help us sell conservation to the community, because if we go and tell people to conserve and yet they see water line breaks and, you know, fire hydrants that are spewing everywhere, we think that our customers will be less likely to conserve if we're not keeping our own house in order. Landscape water management, we have, again, if you have a master gardener organization in your community, or if you have a master naturalist organization in your community, partner up with them. That's going to give us a lot of good savings. We have, of course, with us having Texas A&M right across the street from City Hall, there's a lot of research there that has already been done, and so we want to partner with the Extension Service and with the Master Gardeners to get that information out. Also, the nice thing about that is that it's not the big bad water utility or, you know, big brother coming down on the resident or the business. It's, you know, backed up by PhDs in horticulture that, and I think people are more likely to accept landscape watering recommendations from that rather than accept the water recommendations from that little girl, as I've been called before. You know, that little girl told me to stop wasting water. Public education, we're reaching roughly 10% of our customer base every year, but this is through direct face-to-face contacts. This is not counting, you know, utility bill inserts sent out. This is me going out and giving presentations to homeowners associations and really just me. But we are going to leverage some of that with our public communications department and with our development services department, and again with the Master Gardener, so be able to get our message out to a much wider audience. Also partnering for smaller utilities like College Station, partnering up with programs like WaterWise and WaterIQ helps us get a consistent message out there for less money to a wider audience. These are just the recommendations that we asked our city council to adopt, and they, like I said, they bought into it, and I was really, really excited. I think that the graph and having the groundwater district regulations really helped. The other thing that has really helped with us is the previous slides that I showed you, the water conservation program, we rolled that into Green College Station, which is another citywide program that we're going to do. So this focus, you know, this gets the energy water nexus. This gets the whole sustainability effort together. We're bundling our energy conservation, recycling, water conservation, air quality. traffic and transportation are beginning to be concerns in College Station because we are growing. So rolling it all into one program has really helped us. And this is something that at the same city council meeting, our city council adopted this policy statement. We did a survey of our existing programs, and of course, water conservation was one of the ones where we had some significant room for improvement. We also learned that we had building codes that were impeding conservation. So our city council and our city management said, you know, we want to not only improve our existing programs, we want to put ourselves out there as a leader, you know, build our new buildings to LEED standards, put hybrid vehicles in our city fleet, water conservation at city facilities. I mean, almost all of our city facilities have the old toilets. The parks department has showers at the swimming pools that we need to have some sort of auto shutoff thing there, I think, because, you know, the six-year-old comes out of the pool and takes a shower and they just leave it running and nobody notices until 3 hours later, and there's a lot of potential there. We will promote this through a variety of different programs. Also, we're doing a comprehensive plan right now. The Citizens Committee that is working on the comprehensive plan, they were pushing for Green College Station and sustainability. We had a city council member who was wanting to push sustainability and resource conservation. And then we had, you know, city staff was also interested in this. A&M professors happened to be doing research into green building and sustainability. So we had it coming at us from a variety of different angles at the same time that I was wanting to implement a water conservation program. So everything, just the planets just really lined up well. These are the program areas that Green College Station will focus on. And all of it, you know, energy conservation, water conservation, it's all going to help us reduce greenhouse gas emissions like we were talking about this morning. And with that, I kind of rolled through that fast, but now we have some time for questions of all three of us. So thank you very much for the opportunity to tell you about College Station today.